Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And Beast Podcast.
Yo, 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 Bully and the Beast Podcast.
Yo.
I'm Lurio.
It's your boy, G-Lo.
Hey, Twerk. Hey, Twerk God in the motherfucking building. And Ty.
I'm here. I'm not on camera, though.
Let me tell you something. I love me some Ty, because one thing about Ty, he's going to give you some advice on the low. And Twerk, he's going to listen to you. So these two are like, they're like yin and yang, but like perfect together. And that's why today they're going to join the Bully and the Beast podcast as the host. Okay. So y'all are hosting with me today.
All right.
Right.
Say that.
Wax didn't do what the fuck he was supposed to do as usual.
Bro.
Right. He missed his goddamn flight. I done went to work at 4 a.m.
He was on drugs.
Did the most. Drugs. I did 10 shows. Came here. And where's Wax?
On drugs.
Wax is on drugs. Who's on drugs? Wax
on drugs, bro.
And it's not even, yeah, because it's not Sunday, so he can smoke.
So yeah, he can smoke. He can smoke today. Yeah, smoke.
Maybe a lot of weed. Maybe.
Maybe
he
something.
Said he missed his flight. What the fuck were you doing? Nothing. Nothing.
Nothing, man.
Nothing. But it's okay. Y'all know I always keep it real with y'all. I'm always gonna. I mean, we gonna let them know what it is, because I ain't about to be like, why y'all uninvited Wax? We didn't.
No, Wax missed his flight. Mm-hmm. Called us, mind you.
Called us at like 5.
Yeah, we're supposed to be here.
You're supposed to be already landed.
Come on now. You should have landed a long time ago.
You should have landed.
And it's on fire in New York, literally. Not like lit like that, but like.
All the smoke is in the air. It's crazy right now. Yeah.
And then, I'm not talking about from weed. It's crazy when you can make your own smoke, but you could breathe around that.
But you can't breathe this shit.
Can you believe I smelt it on the plane before we landed?
You were surprised a pilot had no trouble landing the fucking
plane. Right? They said it was on like an autopilot kind of thing because it's an Airbus.
Can't see the shit.
I didn't know the difference, but there was a pilot in the back. So he was telling somebody else they were able to land because it was on autopilot. That's so crazy.
That's scary as fuck.
If they would have told me that, I probably wouldn't have got on the plane.
I mean, most planes is like that, though, to be honest.
Yeah, but that's so scary. So I could be a pilot.
No.
But it's on an autopilot. That's like
it
Tesla.
Technically,
I probably don't even know where the autopilot button is. There's so many gizmos and gadgets on there.
I don't know. Somebody told me that pilots are like glorified bus drivers.
Yeah.
Nah. Because I wanted to be a pilot. Still thinking about it. But I actually went to go. I went in a single engine plane. That shit is no joke. Because especially when you think about it. As soon as when you don't have visibility, you talking to air traffic control, you got to know how many feet a plane altitude. Is above you. Like, it's a lot. Like, you got to be watching the meters. You got to be talking a lot. It's not no
Nikki,
bus driver
you never
shit.
Not had no not have no visibility in a car. Like, you're driving and it starts raining mad hard.
Yeah, that still ain't the
so
same,
though. So I can know what I'm saying is, if I feel like my heart dropped, then I can only imagine that while flying a damn plane.
Plane, and then like it's oxygen levels. If the oxygen ain't right, you gotta have an oxygen tank with you. I mean, if you're flying a big ass plane, that's different. But you gotta work your way up. Just a single engine plane, that's just no joke.
Yeah, those are the scary ones, though.
I feel like there's like you gotta take a crazy amount of tests and like evaluations before you even take off in a plane or some shit. Like,
yeah, it's a lot of checkpoints. You gotta check.
I was in the Air Force, and I know those pilots. They
you
had
were
a,
in the Air Force.
Yeah,
what?
I was in the Air Force.
How long? For a week?
For 2 months. I got.
I knew it wasn't real shit.
I got kicked out of basic training for fooling around too damn much. But yeah, 2011 into 2012. Yeah, I was in basic training, and I was trying to be an airman in the a machine gunner, which is like who shoots the machine guns out of helicopters. But of course, I got sickle cell trait, so I wasn't allowed to fly at certain altitudes. But I had the right ASVAB test score, which is out of 100.
You really are black.
Yeah, I got sickle cell trait.
Yeah,
bro.
That's
yeah,
the
yeah,
only
yeah.
shit.
I was like, yeah, you got it. Yeah,
that's
you,
the only And the reason I know that is to shout out to St. Jude. If y'all got an extra couple of dollars, go donate to them because, you know, I donate my money to them.
All good. I'm me and Lil Wayne got it. Yeah.
You black,
I got the
trait,
but I don't got it. I don't got the, I got something like in, but it ain't.
Sickle cell trait.
Let me tell you something. We all about to have something with this, whatever they put in the air right here. This is all crazy for us that didn't take the vaccination.
I was thinking, yo, since it's like, you know, a forest fire in Canada, what if there's like a secret cannabis, like weed farm that caught on fire in the midst of it and we're getting that smoke. We're getting smacked.
We would be high. It's not giving that. It's giving, they're trying to give us something. And let me tell you, if y'all would have told me about this, I would have never traveled here on the plane.
Yo, honestly, it wasn't that crazy. It was like, all right, there's a little smoke coming from Canada. Okay.
That doesn't sound crazy to y'all because there could be a house on fire next door and the smoke ain't in your house. Yeah. So why is it like this now?
Because the forest fire is like acres
of smoke.
It's forest fires in LA and I've lived in the valley and never seen it be like this.
Really?
This is bad.
Heard those are the worst ones.
This is bad. Really bad. I've never seen
that. And it's crazy because they say that the wind usually goes upward, but for some reason it's, I don't know.
We're inside of your spot and I smell it.
I mean, we smoking.
No, this is different. This is different. But when I walk,
I do got grabba in here.
It doesn't go away. No, not in mine. Maybe in y'all's. I don't do the tobacco. I looked around like, is that mine?
I don't do that shit. Nah, I'm old school. I'm straight.
It serves on weed. I use grabba as like a space filler because, you know, I like my apes to last me a week or two.
Smoke tobacco with it. I know P is the first person I think I ever seen do that at Styles.
And Styles do that?
He has
the grab on it.
Styles does that. And like, that's probably the first person in life I ever seen do that.
Nah.
And now I see everybody doing it.
But you get me lightheaded.
I do smoke that way.
Shout out to Gumbo. They put me on to the infused grabba.
And I think that's why, like, he do it with that too, with the gumbo.
Yeah, it's infused, so you get an extra high. You got the weed and you got the grabo for a bite, and the bite's got a bite because it's infused with sativa or indica or hybrid, whichever one you want to choose.
I can't fuck with that shit, and I can't wait till we can bring the ganja
ganja collagist,
my guy. I can't wait till he could come back because they've been flagging us. Hating.
Yeah, we might have to do something on like on some extra content shit. You know,
they've been hating on the black man in the weed industry. Let's be real, because when a white man talk about weed and a white, it's cool, but
it's
like
cannabis.
It's cannabis, but with us, it's weed.
Yeah,
and, it's pot. And they stop us. But I will say, shout out to the ganja colleges. Shout out to Gumbo and Luca, Alex, all them, Lee, because we fuck with them and we support them. The black owned. Let me tell you something. That shit that had me so smacked. There was a fucking. They had the pop-up shop at Godspeed, and we took all the pictures. Did you come?
Yeah, it was the Locks drop, right?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So, in all the pictures that we got back, my eyes were closed. And that's because that was the first day I smoked gumbo. So, let me tell you something. I done smoked a lot of other brands, but my eyes ain't never been closed like that. I got big eyes, too. So, gumbo got to come and pull back up on us because we need some more.
I'm down. Big gumbo.
It sold out everywhere.
Bow.
It sold out everywhere.
Wow.
Is that crazy? And outside it smells like everybody's smoking gumbo. Why didn't y'all tell me? I wouldn't have came. I would not have came. I can't breathe.
I didn't know your schedule like that. I didn't know you landed today.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I didn't know.
I came straight from work. I wake up at 4 in the morning every single morning.
Grinding.
Weekday morning.
Grinding.
I got a new podcast, too, so I want y'all to check it out. Listen to Black Women. Way more positive than this bullshit. I love coming here, though, so I could just shoot the shit.
Yeah.
But this ain't really the most positive. We be kind of shutting motherfuckers down a little bit.
I hear you.
We just be real.
L'Oreal is a good freaking person. You know, the good thing about L'Oreal, she's an actress, kind of. You know, she's fitting it into the name, Bully and the Beast. It wouldn't be a Bully and the Beast if L'Oreal didn't play a bully.
I mean, I just, you know what I say, I bully the bullies. And that's what it is. People think that Bully and the Beast stands for somebody that's just coming in Devo. And I know Wax says a lot of dumb shit. Y'all don't know what he does to me behind the scenes. I be quiet, but that's why when we get on here and he get to saying dumb shit, I'm going to call him out each and every time. But we always love to make sure we show love to everybody.
Absolutely.
That listens to us, that's been supporting the Bully and the Beast podcast. It's been mad years now. We got like 200-something episodes.
200 episodes.
Thank y'all for rocking with us. And we're going to continue to give y'all some advice, the good advice, the hood advice. We got Ty. Let me tell you something. I've been trying to really... Ty talks in the background here and there. And maybe this is a blessing that wax ugly ass in here. Because then Ty, now, because I came in here crying, he filled in. And Ty usually does not do this. He has so much work he has to do. We want to thank you, Ty. Come on.
Yeah,
we
gotta Ty.
Come on,
like, you could have been on vacation right now or some shit. Who knows where you could have been at?
Dubai.
Where in the world is Ty Davis?
You get what I'm saying?
Worldwide Ty. Catch me if
worldwide
you can.
Worldwide Ty.
Worldwide Ty. You be in Australia with the kangaroos. You might catch him with Earn Your Leisure, making some bread.
Yeah,
you
man.
You know what I'm saying? You might catch him on the Bully and the Beast podcast.
Yeah, everywhere.
You know. So big up to both of y'all, because y'all be making sure y'all outside. Y'all help me today. So Wax needs to give y'all happy.
We here whenever you need us.
That's what I'm talking about. But no, I'm telling you, Wax is getting paid still. So y'all make sure y'all get your little cut.
Talent fee.
Not that little. But okay, now let's move forward and give some good advice, the hood advice. You know how Bully and the Beast podcast, we always make y'all a part of the show because we love y'all just like you love us. Do we got some?
I don't have a DM. You know why? Because I kind of need some advice.
Okay.
A friend of mine needs some advice.
Ooh, asking for a friend. We mixing up my morning show with the Bully and Beast podcast. Because we got to ask it for a friend, because you act like you talking about somebody else. But you're like, it's not me.
Just,
my friend.
Just let him just ask,
a
man.
A friend of
just...
mine. Made crazy. Does the same exact thing as me. He's a talented individual.
But if other people want to reach out, because today we're going to help you. And I love that, because I might need a little advice too. I got a question. Ty, you got a little something you might have a question on? It ain't got to be advice, but it could just be like a topic that maybe you've been a little, you know, confused about.
I do, but...
You got time?
Ty, you have sisters?
Nah, no sisters. It's just
See,
me.
This is the perfect time to ask a
Are
big
you
sister.
Only child?
I'm the only child. I'm the only
that's
one.
That's crazy too. I don't know if that's... Is that a good thing?
I've always heard, like, people don't see me as that. And I'm like, I don't know what that means.
Uh-huh. I'm not going to lie, I don't either.
See, I don't know what that means, because I guess other people, they when they see other, like, oh, yeah, he's an only child, this person. Yeah. I'm like,
selfish.
You look like the type of person that was born with nieces and nephews.
Nah, well, I do have mad cousins. I got, like, nine first cousins. But
low-key, that makes him seem like somebody that, because he's very accommodating.
You
me,
know what?
I'm so used to having people around. Like, get that shit yourself.
Nah, but see, like, I've always been the person as an only, because I was only child, I'm like, yo, I'm always going to have what I need when I have it. So here, like, when people come through my crib or my cousins come over, play with all my shit. I don't give a fuck.
I used to wish I was the only child.
Because I know I'm going to play with it whenever I get the time to. I got time. Trust me, nigga got time. So
who do you play with? Like, you really had an imaginary friend you had?
Nah, I just got creative. Like, that's what kind of, I played the piano. I started doing digital shit. That's why you see all these gadgets
I
got.
You know how to do mad shit, and that's mad dope
shit.
And
so I always, you know what, it kind of trained me to just be independent and figure shit out.
Maybe I just want to only have one kid.
It
then
changed me how to be mad independent. Like, because I never followed nobody. I ain't have to be like, you know what I mean?
I just feel like...
These other motherfuckers ain't dependent. Independent or dependent. They dependent on other motherfuckers when you have a lot of people. To me, I feel like that's how it is. When you got a lot of people to support you and help you, you be dependent on people.
But I just feel like being an only child is just like you're a permanent third wheel to your parents. Like, your three parents are like, you're out to dinner, you're like, these guys are on a date, and I'm just here.
Unless they're not together no more.
Yeah, see, my parents wasn't together. See? They split when I was younger. But that helped. That wasn't bad for me, because like I would be with my moms on the weekdays, right, and I see my pops on the weekend. And then, you know, my pops had his brother, which had my cousins, with my first cousins. So like, my life was, I was cooling. I was good.
I got mad cousins, mad sisters. My uncle Muslim, so he got like 27 kids. Go out, I be running into my cousins and shit. I be like, what you doing here? I'm not even shocked. And it ain't like a play cousin. Like, you know how motherfuckers be like, that's my cousin. Like, I got mad cousins. It's not even funny. And then when it comes to like family functions, I be like, I'm not even coming, because everybody got a kid. What I'm doing here?
Right.
Like, I just be there pouring shots and cooking for everybody. Like, I'm that. So even when I have my child, I feel like my child gonna be so far in a different age range.
Yeah.
You have brothers and sisters?
Yeah, I have two little sisters.
That's crazy. I know you forever and didn't know that.
Yeah, I got a sister that's 14 months younger than me. She's like what they call an Irish twin. We're not the same age, but we look exactly the same. But she's just a year younger than me.
I thought Irish twins meant you cheated on your girlfriend and had two girls pregnant.
No, that's ghetto twins.
Oh, my fault. You know what?
Irish twins is like when they born like, almost close, even less, like just like 9-8 months apart.
So my sisters are like that.
Yeah, and then I have a younger sister that's 5 years younger than me. And then I have a half brother, my dad's son, who's 10 years older than me. And then my
So that's some white people shit. What the fuck is a half brother?
So my dad already had a kid when he met my mom.
Yeah.
So, we got the same father.
That's moms. Your brother. What the fuck is a half brother? But so in black families, we just be like, that's our brother.
The thing is, it's different. I feel like it's different because my dad is white. So I got to say my half brother because I got this big ass white. You ever seen Shrek 2 when he turns into a human? That's what my brother looks like. Like a whole white man.
Ogre.
So that's my half brother, y'all. Yeah, he's not on my mom's side, as you could tell. That's why.
You probably take after him and look just like him, but like how Chloe and Courtney. Yeah. You're Courtney, maybe. And
yeah, exactly. Chloe. That's a big Chloe right there.
That's not right. either way. Okay, so let's and foremost, let's tell the people if they have some advice that they need, right? Mm-hmm. And they don't know how to reach out to us because it's so impossible. You don't know how to reach out to people nowadays.
What's going on with y'all?
What would they have to do?
You could DM us. You DM us. You could also leave a voice note.
I like the voice note.
Yeah, voice notes are pretty dope. You hook it up to the speaker and you could hear it out loud. Hit us up at Bully and the Beast Podcast on Instagram.
Yes. I mean, I miss you guys' voices talking to us. I was listening to some old episodes because people was like tagging me in like earlier episodes, which was weird. I don't know who just discovered Bully and the Beast podcast. But when we went viral overseas just the other day and numerous times with the same episode about shit. Why are y'all so obsessed with that
from
episode?
From like 2017 or whatever this shit is from.
It's so embarrassing, that episode for wax, because I don't give a fuck. You know what I mean? But people are starting to go back and listen to episode 1, 2, 3. And when I listened back, I was God, I miss the voicemails. I miss hearing, you know, people's voices. I miss being able to talk.
Because it's like interaction. Like, we really hear with you. You know what I mean? Like, reading is cool, but, you know.
It's a little different. Oh, come on now, because my voice is sexy when I read those.
L'Oreal, man. I don't know.
Stop hating. At least I can read. Wax didn't even know how to say any of the words. Now, give us what your situation is, because we want to give you the good advice.
My boy needs advice, man. He's a photographer. See, I do video. This guy does just photography.
So, I do both.
He's been with this girl, man, for a long time. And, you know, she's a little bit younger. She's in her 20s. He's in his 30s. And I guess,
what's,
man,
a long time?
Almost 10 years.
She's in her 20s. So they was like,
I mean,
they're
married. No, they're not married. Law. Like, she was, right? She was, I think they met when she was 19 and he was 23. They're three years apart from each other. So she's in her late 20s.
Okay.
And so,
doing the math, I was like,
basically, man, one day, man, I guess, you know, he dropped his girl off at her dinner with her friends. And they were drinking, they went out, yada, yada, yada. And I guess he was supposed to pick her up and he fell asleep.
Ooh.
And his phones died and everything.
Okay, man. Now.
And
phones died and fell asleep?
Yes. So I guess his girl was calling him to get picked up or whatever because her friend was too drunk to drive, yada, yada, yada. I guess she made it home.
So he left her for dead.
And then she ended up coming to his house, going to his crib. Found him just knocked out, you know, on his bed. Mm-hmm. But she was so drunk that she was furious that he allowed that him to slip up like that. And she went off like, oh, yeah, you want to fall asleep? At least you can take me for a ride.
On a what?
Woke her, tried to take, she gets to his house mad late, wakes him up in the middle of sleep because she's drunk off of mimosas or whatever she was having. This is 1 o'clock in the morning, drunk, out. She had a whole night out with her friends. I guess she had someone drop her off at her boyfriend's crib. And she's drunk, and so she's on demon time. And
so she wanted to fuck?
She's tight. Nah, she was just mad because she got left.
Oh, she was just mad? Yeah. When I say demon time, I'll be like, you know.
No, she was possessed.
Oh, so she was swinging
that's
shit.
That's what he said. Yeah, he said, yeah, she was ready for war. She came in talking about her friend that always cheats on her man, still got proposed to and shit, and then they'll never get married, yada, yada,
10 years
yada.
Is crazy. I ain't gonna lie. I'm not staying with no nigga for 10 years without a proposal. I'm out.
I get that, but
I'm not staying for 5.
On his defense, who wants to propose to a girl that's 19, 20, 21? Like, come on. That's unrealistic. That's putting a permanent decision at a really early age. Like, sure, huge. I don't sound like Glorilla. Huge. Early investment.
Huge.
So, you know, but then, you know, the thing is, though, I'm pretty sure he's ready to propose. She's, and, you know, and what happened in the story.
And makes almost, you push it back.
It's like, because she ended up, you know, Wilding out. He took her on the L ride. Woke up. He's like, fuck it. Let's just, I mean, she's drunk. Let me just do this to make her happy. Smoke her up. Go to sleep. Whatever. Boom. She still complaining. You'll never do this. Yada, yada, yada. And
you know
I guess
what it was? Her shit was just built. Go ahead.
She drunk. She drunk. You know? So he gets it. So he's like, bro, let me just go outside. I'm going to go get some gas in my car while she's in my bed, whatever. He goes.
His bed.
Yes.
It took him mad long. It's the crazy part. He's like, fuck you mean his? What nigga? She was nigga, you?
Yeah, yep.
No, somebody else.
Who, nigga,
my boy.
Yo,
he's a photographer. Like, he's a photographer.
Okay.
So, bro, he told me this like 2 days ago. He was driving. Went to get gas, yada, yada. He rolled up another blunt, spoke at it. He gets a FaceTime from his girl. And she's at his computer talking about going through his DMs. Oh, so you're inviting bitches out? And I guess he speeds back home. And
because what else is in the DM?
The thing is, this man is a loyal man. He doesn't do anything wrong, man. Especially, he doesn't answer DMs. He doesn't entertain none of that. I know him for a fact. He doesn't do that shit. And I know that she was drunk and she was over-exaggerating. And he knew that. So he goes back inside. I say, bro, why are you going through my DMs? That's what he told me to say. And so, why? Like,
did she have your password?
On his computer, like, shits are automatically logged in. Oh, you know? Right. So, he, you know, goes inside, and then his girl said, just starts packing up and leaving. But before she storms out the door, she smashes the computers.
I've done that before.
And cracking the screen. So, he wants to know. He hasn't talked to her since. Like, he ended up getting really bad. Like, he had a tussle, you know.
And that's giving Sweetie and Quavo.
And he ended up having to call her freaking parents to get her to stop. And he ended up bringing her home, and he hasn't talked to her since. But this is a girlfriend of 8 to 10 years. Like, is breaking shit like crossing a boundary of like a point that you can't return?
That's a good question. How long have the persons not spoken?
I don't. I mean, it's only been, I think it's been a week since they talked. It's all happened last weekend.
What's the longest they've ever went without speaking?
Not that long, less than a month. Always, you know.
How often? Well, my question is, how do other, I like to call it debates, not arguments, but how do those usually go prior to this situation? What's the, how does that?
She always threatened to do shit like that to him.
Okay.
But I know that because she was drunk, she probably had a little extra courage to do this shit and not giving a fuck.
The threats let you know, like, keep going.
And she was waiting for that moment, I feel like, to smash his shit. But the thing is, it's like, damn.
You know what it is?
He's a photographer and he needs his computer. So you're going to smash the one thing that he makes his money from?
It's a cry out for, like, claim me, like, I don't know. Like, it's a cry. Like, I'm going to say immature behavior, but it's an immature behavior because of, like, a sense of, like, maybe feeling, like, not used or not, like, valued. Like, oh, you don't, so now I'm going to take the shit you value and I'm going to fuck your shit up because I know you value this shit, but you don't value me.
I ain't got shit else. I mean, he don't got shit else to fucking breaking that bitch.
I mean, but then I would say that's still like still a little bit of a red flag too, in a way.
Okay, so I'm gonna say that
coming from a woman,
I kind of wish it came from a DM instead of it seeming like I might know the person, only because I want to give honest advice. And the only time I've ever destroyed somebody's stuff is when he was physically putting his hands on me, and I felt like that was the only way I could get back. If this point in my life, somebody or I even had to do something like that, that's definitely an issue. I have gotten drunk after, like, but this, again, I compare myself to this, and it's not because I think I'm this, but I'm not comparing myself, I'm comparing my situation. But when you go through something like a abuse, right? Like, it's like a battered dog, you know, they could come to a loving family, but if you go to raise your hand to pet them, they flinch, right?
Right.
So I've definitely been in a situation where I've taken toxic traits on to the next person when I was a little inebriated, you know, not in my right mind. I do think you could give somebody a pass a time or two. Now, if this is every time, that's a problem. If they're physically breaking your stuff, I said I did this before, right? Yeah. I did that soberly. I brought that computer. I purchased it.
Right.
And something was going off, going off. And then I seen this little alert, and this motherfucker bought like five bitches flowers, and none of them were me, on my computer that I bought for you. So I river danced on that bitch.
I mean, that's a... Yeah,
I river danced.
That's OD. That's OD.
That's OD. I did the motherfucking... Millie rocked on every...
That comes with it. If you're going to be that stupid bold to do that...
So my boy's
I was 26, though.
My boy's like a photographer. You know, his girl's 28.
She knew what she was doing.
And so, but the thing is, you know, maybe, okay.
She was trying to hurt you.
Oh, no, that, yeah. But I'm saying what the DM was that he's, you know, my guy's a photographer. So he posted a flyer to an event and a girl DM'd him saying, are you going to this event? And he said, yeah, I'll be there. And I guess that his girl took it as, yo, you're inviting bitches out.
Now, when you drunk,
everything is suspect at that point. Especially shit when
and it shattered.
You know
all
what
that.
It is? I think it's the amount of calls when you calling and then they not picking up and you calling. And not picking up, or it's just going straight to voicemail.
And you know when it dies, your mind
starts. Yeah, your mind starts just.
Let me tell you something. How would you feel if she went out for a night on the damn town, or anybody, your girl, and then her phone just go off at 1 a.m. or do not disturb pops up?
I guess the only thing is that yes, you will be furious. But if you come back and you find you find the person, like, that happened, look, that happened to one of my mans, right? Like,
niggas could jump into bed and act sleep.
No.
Especially a nigga like
this. This happened to one of my mans, same exact situation. His wife and her family and the cousins, they took the kids, they went, I don't know, let's just say they went somewhere, I think they were in Jersey somewhere, or whatever the case may be, and they live in Connecticut. So my mans was like, yo, look, stay the night. Don't no. He said he said leave in the morning. No, because they were planning to come back. He was like, don't leave, don't drive late at night like that. I don't want y'all driving late at night. They had the kids, they had everybody, they had all the kids with them. So he was like, yo, just stay the extra night in the morning and stay the night extra night and leave in the morning. They decided we're good. We're gonna just leave. Boom, boom, boom. Car breaks down.
Oh damn.
Should have fucking stayed. Yeah. Car breaks down. Some gentleman comes over and helps them, but like, you know, he did fall asleep. Like, they eventually got home. The gentleman helped them. They had their muffler was dragging on the floor. And when they got there, they got nervous. And the guy was like, you don't actually need your muffler to drive. You can actually take that part off and still let the exhaust go off. They didn't know anything, but
I ain't know that either.
At the same time, he's like, yo, he could have been setting y'all up. He could have been doing anything. And this is why I told y'all to stay in the first place. Long story short, she's trying to call him while this is happening. He's knocked out. He's fell asleep. He's sitting in the living room.
I would be livid.
She was livid. She was definitely livid.
Like, yo, if you care so much, you would make sure we were good.
He was trying to in the beforehand.
But then you went to sleep.
Went to sleep and fell asleep. He didn't go to bed. He was still in the living room in the couch like this. Now, he had some wine. You know what I mean? He had a little wine. He fell asleep in the living room.
Now, both of y'all be begging.
He
said he was like this. How you know?
Nah, because it's my man's. Like, he's going to tell me. He ain't going to lie to me.
Exactly. Yeah, he had two sips like this.
He ain't going to lie to me. So he fell asleep and she found him.
Africa chain.
He fell asleep in the living room. She came and found him. And when she came in, she was, the car broke down, this, that, and the third. And he was like, whoa.
That's exactly
first, what I told you. Time out. One, I told you not to go this, that, and the third. Two, it's not, she's getting mad at him like he went to sleep. He's like, it's not like I went to bed and I was snugged in the covers. And I was like,
we comfortable. Keep ourselves up. That's the thing. Like, y'all guys, I just be like, whatever, fuck out of here. Like, we'll be like, oh my God, I can't sleep. He's not. Good.
I'm like that, but not everybody.
Not,
like,
not the nigga with
nah,
the
nah, but
chain.
Nah, nah. I'm up. But like, my nigga, he's been like that since we was little. Like,
okay,
he always.
Yeah, okay.
He's the type of nigga that fall asleep anywhere. We used to, like, you know, when you younger, like 13, 14.
Go. So
like,
you the voucher.
Tie niggas' shoes together when they fall asleep. Oh, draw shit on their face.
The advice I think he wanted to ask me to ask you that because I think you heard in a previous episode, like you said in the past, you've cut up like people's sneakers and stuff, you said, like.
Hold on, I ain't never say that.
Yeah.
And to be for real, the last thing I heard was Ty was saying he was crazy and he be throwing stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So but don't get y'all to flip it on me. Man, Ty was... is the goon of the situation.
We was off air, but I
mean, Yeah, sorry.
I thought we was plugged in.
I ain't got no shame in my game.
Yeah,
you feel
but we
me?
About to make me look like the only goon.
I thought you had, like, you learned from your past, like you did it, you overreact. I mean, I don't want to say overreacted because who knows what the situation was, but you might have went over the edge when it came to retaliation by ruining your significant others at the time.
Like, I told you when my situation was totally different. It's like he used to put his hands on me. Like one time this nigga stomped me out. Like so I had two black eyes one time because of this nigga.
That's OD.
So what I'm saying is to get back, there was no way I could ever fight him. And by the way, by the time he ever put a finger, a pinky on me, we was already together for over 2 years. It wasn't like this. I came in like I was like already deep in love. And then it happened. So I felt kind of stuck because I thought I knew this person. You get what I'm saying? So that was my way of retaliation because at the time, that was the only way I could retaliate is to hit him with whatever material things because he was very materialistic.
Got it. Because I thought that was like your go-to move in relationships.
Never. Only with him. Only with that one person have I ever done.
Oh, yeah.
No, I don't play that. Uh-uh. Hell no. If I even get to the point where I feel like I have to be like out of character or physical or I got to step away from that situation because I can never be put back into that mode.
Yeah, like, that's a crazy. I don't want to, you know, I just feel like sometimes Let me rephrase because this is a very sensitive topic. But is there any forgotten?
That's why you have switching. Yeah. Yeah. Watch it right. Damn
nah,
out.
Nah. Is there any way that y'all can? And when I say y'all, I'm saying as women to be able to tell like somebody who has like, oh, this nigga might look like he might hit a motherfucker.
No,
there's
I'm telling
no
you,
way,
2 years, like, 2 years we was together.
It's like crazy.
Never
to
had
me
a
sometimes.
Problem, but then I started coming up for real and like. You could tell that if I didn't want to be with him no more, I would have been good. So I think that was like a fear.
His like, okay,
I started testing him. So now he's looking at it like he's looking at it like I'm testing him. So I might question him about something or whatever. So what happened was I was going to host an event and we had been out the whole day. It was Valentine's Day, which is the craziest thing. It was Valentine's Day. He took me and all my friends out, but it was a bunch of us, right? And when we went out, he didn't sit by me and I felt the way. I'm like, it's Valentine's Day. And he took everybody out, paid for everybody, everything. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, damn, it's Valentine's Day. You're supposed to be sitting by me.
Right.
So like, I'm telling him this as I'm driving, but I'm not even thinking nothing of it. Cause again, I didn't even know he had the capabilities because we was dealing with each other for quite some time. We lived together and everything. I've never seen this. So I'm driving. I'm like, yeah, cause da 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 da. He bangs my head into his steering wheel. That's the first time he ever put his hands on me. And the cops was right there.
That's like some Rush Hour shit.
No, I jumped out the car. I mean, you think it's funny, but that shit didn't feel funny.
No.
You know what I mean? And like, I know you don't think it's funny.
It's just
because
mad,
I know
like,
you.
Damn.
That's like a nervous, like a more of a like, what?
Yeah, it's a wild boy.
No, yeah, yeah. But I was shocked, for real. And I jumped out the car while... No driver in a car now at this point. Cops right there.
The fuck?
Yeah, nah, I was because I'd never been touched before. I mean, as a child, I got a beating.
Yeah.
But like, not by no man. Like, that's nuts. So like, my reaction was crazy. So, I mean, from there, like, you know, of course, motherfuckers are sorry, never did this before. So when you take a motherfucker back, like, you start looking at it like, damn, I think this is just, we got to be violent. Or you start to learn to be violent.
Protect yourself type shit.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? So it's either you hit first or maybe I might break something. But like so when I got out that relationship, right, I was like in and out. But I dealt with somebody in between there. And we were supposed to go to dinner and we didn't go, right?
Mm.
And he came in the house, like came to meet me and he came in the house and had a plate. Like, you know, like he went to a restaurant and picked up food, but only for himself.
Yeah.
So when I seen that, I was like, yo, wasn't we supposed to go to dinner? So he eating it like, he thinking it's funny. I smacked it out of his hand. That's when I knew. I was like, I need a little bit of help. Because this is a whole nother person now. But yeah. I took my toxic trait onto somebody else. And let me tell you something. If I had to do that now or somebody did that to me or whatever, I would run for the hills. But that's because I'm not. I'm way more healed. I'm healed, period. Not way more healed. I'm healed. I will never have nothing like that in my life again. You can't talk to me crazy. Nothing me crazy, because I'm just worth way more than that. And when you alcohol gets involved and you love that person and y'all been together quite some time, mm-hmm. remember, alcohol is a drug. Like, I have uncles that have died from alcoholism. Oh,
serious.
Do you get what I'm saying? So sometimes you give grace, but not repeatedly.
Right.
You talk to that person like, yo, you got carried the fuck away and you need to watch your intake.
Mm-hmm.
You need to, and look at how they respond to what they did to you too. Because what was the response? Nah,
I mean, she ended up apologizing the next day. I think she bought the and replaced the monitor that she smashed. But
and was apologetic, it was genuinely.
Yeah, he was realized he blamed it on the alcohol, and it's not how, you know, she really is or whatever.
But you're saying blaming it. Listen, when you're going through something, sometimes you get fucked up, and it's not an excuse. But that is, we take alcohol. I don't like that how lightly we take alcohol and alcoholism.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I have a conversation about that on my other show on Listen to Black Women. And, like, I like it gets deep. And the reason why is because, like I said, two of my great uncles, but, like, they died from alcoholism.
Bro, my dad is going through that shit on some real shit.
Is he an alcoholic?
My dad could kill it. My dad kills a 36-pack every... I'm not crying. I'm messing in my throat. Every day, a 36-pack of Budweiser.
Hold on, massaging your throat just sounded crazy, but I'm letting it go because we talking about
surgery. Yeah, my dad be killing beers, like 50
my
years.
My uncle's like that.
He already got a surgery, like, literally a month ago to put a heart defibrillator in his chest because he has weak blood going to his heart. And the motherfucker still drinks. Like, bro, you're dying.
No, but and he still want to drink. A drug. It's not understand that people go to rehab drug and alcohol rehabilitation centers? And let me tell you something. They give more money, insurance companies give more money for the alcoholic than the drug addict.
Yeah.
You know why? Because they're selling it to us.
Exactly.
They're selling us drugs too.
But
the government makes no money.
We could go to a store and get it.
Yeah.
You can't really go to a store and get heroin.
The government makes no money off that.
You know? They make money off of everything.
Oh,
but,
shit.
But the fact of the matter is, like, alcohol, we glorify it. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of the artists have alcohol and they sell it. And shit, I drink alcohol and I'd be like, let's go. We pouring up. But when I really think about it in hindsight, because again, the conversation that I had the other day and the guest that I had was telling me, like, she got a physical or whatever and the alcohol was literally killing her.
Wow.
And she couldn't stop.
Yeah, my dad, he'd say he'd be getting shakes and shit when he doesn't drink. Like, he tries to take a break and his body starts going through withdrawals and crazy shits. Like, he needs to drink. He said he'll die if he stops drinking.
And that might be true.
That's his thought process.
No, that's really the doctor told him that.
They say even if you stop drinking, when you start drinking again, you still start from where you stopped. There's never like how you smoke weed and you might not smoke it. No, alcohol is like you could still start back where you, like, right away.
Like, his body, like, runs on alcohol type shit. It's fucked up.
It's crazy. And again, I'm telling you, two people in my family died from alcohol. Nothing else. It wasn't nothing but that. And we don't bat an eyelash.
At least an 18-pack every day after That's work. It. He comes home with one. Chills it the same night. Goes to work in the morning. Comes back home from work with the 18-pack. Kills it. Goes to work in the morning again. Same thing every day for the past... Since I've been born, since
my
I've been alive.
My uncle do that with Budweiser.
Yeah, but with Budweiser.
See? That's sick.
Got crack
that's
in
sick
it.
As fuck. That's sick as fuck.
But it's light enough. It's water. It's like watered down enough that it's not alcohol. It's not
but you
liquor.
Drink it 20 of them in a day.
I know,
day.
It's still...
What do you drink 20 of in a day? Even 20 bottles of water is crazy.
Yeah, that is crazy.
Well, how do you do that?
Yeah, that is crazy.
The legend of Cayman Jack is just around the corner. With blue agave nectar, real lime juice, and cane sugar. Discover legendary tastes with America's number one margarita. Premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
So, but anyway, back to the fact that we pick up these habits, you have to be able to identify them and nip them in the bud. Because you don't want to continue that, and then it's happening in front of your kids.
So as somebody that's been on the smashing side,
do that no more.
What advice would you give to the young lady that's wilding? How could she control her
emotions?
And
this is only a one-time thing that ever happened?
Twice, I think.
Twice, both drunk?
Yeah, I would say so, yeah.
Do you feel like this person has a problem with alcohol?
No, it is. I think that the people, her friends, from what I see, you know, she's like the youngest one out of her friend group with the ladies. So I think that she's, you know, has to try to overcompensate to feel like she, to prove that she could hang.
Or is she really dealing with an issue with the fact that she thinks her man doesn't love her?
No, she knows. I think the man loves it, bro. Yeah, I don't think that, because does so much. He drove her to, he told me he drove her to drop her off at her friend's house all the way deep in Connecticut, you know? And
yeah, we look at that as thank you, babe.
Yeah, that's not even.
You supposed to.
Yeah, that's why. Like,
because we would do it for y'all.
Right.
But being with somebody for that long and not proposing is crazy.
I think that's what set her off, because I remember my man telling me, like, she was so mad that her friend that constantly does her man dirty, she still got proposed to, and she does everything right. And
well, the friend got proposed to because he didn't want to lose her because he does her dirty.
Right.
That's different.
Yeah, there's different levels to proposing. I don't think
you can't
that,
go. You can't make somebody. I mean, you can't go off of what other people are doing. You don't know people's lifestyles, anything, what they've got, all that, how they're raised. Everything's mm-hmm. different.
And then also just like financial. I know that's not an issue, but
y'all always shit. Try to use that.
No, but in terms of wanting to do it the right way, and like.
We're going to be together forever. What you mean the right way? We could do a wedding later on that's bigger than that.
See, that's true. Like that's that. True. But, I don't think but women's like that. Some women are not like that.
Present
like,
that, though. You're not, if that's what you think, you have to say it.
That's true.
And that's the problem. Sometimes, like, guys just, they'll be like, I'm not a mind reader, but then y'all expect us to be. And it's like, because we do so many things for y'all that we just remember and know, that you just expect us to move forward with that and everything. But just sometimes it's like, we just want y'all and we'll grow together and we'll figure it out together. And let me tell you something. And I think we might have talked about this before, but I'm going to reiterate. 10 years at 19 is okay. 10 years at 30, that's not okay. I'm sorry. You know what you want by 30, 32, 34, 35. You know what you want. I'm not waiting 10 years for somebody to figure it out. Now, if we were together since teenagers, okay, I get that.
Yeah.
We're growing together. But at this point, it's like, shit or get off the pot.
Yeah, but Loria, would you have been cool getting like being proposed to in your 20s?
As I said, not if we were together since teenagers. I think we could wait a second. But now if you're in your damn near 30s, it's time. Like, what the fuck are we waiting for?
That's true.
And 10 years in any age, at any age, I don't care if we were together since 15, it's a little disrespectful that you didn't even flirt with the idea of making me your fucking wife when we've been together for 10 years. Don't waste my fucking time.
No, that's true. Yeah. That's true. I just think there's also like a lack of, for men, examples.
Absolutely.
Like, there's a lack of examples in like, if I talk to like 10 dudes that I know, like mm-hmm. how many married people that you know that's still together? And right. you know what I'm saying? So
that's your circle though.
The dude
that's your circle.
That is a circle.
Cause I could tell you a bunch of guys that I'm around. DJ Envy, Kyle Santilli.
No, I'm just saying, but you know, they're married. I'm saying I have friends who are married, but I'm saying who they have examples of. Not them exactly. Like
that's what y'all, you know what's so dope about y'all, and not to cut you off, Ty.
Right.
But you know what's so dope about y'all, like this, our generation and the men that are around today, is as much as they all get beat up on, y'all do. I'm going to say this. Y'all might be ain't shit as when it comes to like boyfriends and this and that sometimes, but y'all motherfuckers are stepping up when it comes to the kids, right? Jeez. And one thing we didn't have, I feel like back in the day, was a man in the house, certain people, right? Yeah. Not everybody. Not everybody had the privilege to have a man and wife in the house, right? Now I do see a lot more fathers involved. I do know a lot more single fathers, and y'all are changing the narrative and the example. But what you don't want to do is be the wrong narrative and example.
You know why people are doing
y'all
that?
Y'all know better though, right or wrong, right?
It's easier to be exposed. That's why. I feel like
you think that's the only reason why guys are taking care of their kids?
A baby mama can make a Facebook status and tag you. This person named as a daddy. Who want to go through that? Just be the father. That's why I'd rather just be the father than the dad.
I didn't even think about it like that. I didn't even think about it. Like, honestly, I didn't even think about it like that. But that's a good point. I think I would look at it more on a sense of people who it was a lack of. More so people who didn't have fathers in the house. And now it's like, I want to be the example of what I didn't have growing up.
So how come they can figure out to be the example in that space, but not others? We know right from wrong. We know what.
Yeah, but when you look, when you look at this, the relationship, world out there. Like, from, I mean, a lot of people look at celebrities. Celebrities is not the thing to look at. But when you look at these prenups and all these things that's going on and people jumping in and out of marriages and married 3-4 times, that looks real bad. That shit just looks bad. Like, when it comes to kids and doing that, that's got nothing to do with, like, how I'm setting up my life for the rest of my life with somebody that could potentially, you know what I'm saying? Like,
but it's, that's not everyone, right? It's the media. And that's
what, I know it's the media. I'm just saying, like,
because even they control the narrative about Black people, right? And they can, we're the ones dying by cops all the time. Like, you get what I'm saying? They kill white people too, right?
Right.
But they don't use that as a narrative. So it's kind of like what's put out there. And the narrative that's put out there is that in the Black families, there's no father.
I mean, that's changed now. Like, if you look at the statistic now, that's completely changed.
That's exactly what I'm saying. Y'all have the guys of today, day and age. I do think that has changed. So we can't even use that as an excuse when it comes to, like, well, there's no examples. Now, that could be true. But now at this adult age, you learn on your own and the example should be yourself.
Very true.
Just like our generational wealth. You ain't see an example of somebody that was a billionaire, but you figured it the fuck out, right? So you could figure that out with being a good husband.
You are learning. You got like mentors. And nobody who's a billionaire.
Me, I don't have a mentor.
I mean, you could have.
I don't have a manager. I don't have an assistant. It's just me. And I have a man and I'll talk to him about stuff. I have friends.
Yeah.
But for the most part, I have me. And I know a lot of people be like, the mentors are this or that. I know what I should be doing. And even when it comes to certain things, I know how I should be getting treated. And if it's not working that way, something needs to switch. And that's how it should be with regular adults and people. You shouldn't need to have somebody to tell you what's right from wrong, because we all know what that is.
You're right. It's not right from wrong. It's just what I'm saying is that, like, there's more sheep than lions, right? There's more followers than leaders. So most people are not taking initiative to just, oh, let me go do this or let me go do that. Like how many entrepreneurs are there now?
Everyone.
But that wasn't the thing. Now everybody's, because everyone's an entrepreneur. Successful. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've been on this path since I was 19. You know what I'm saying?
But how, like, many jobs have you lost because there's somebody that's acting like an entrepreneur that might have fucked up and they're like, nah, I'm not dealing with nobody no more.
What do you mean?
It could have been a lot, because you don't know. You never know. Right. So like, what, and I mean like that in my space, like I'll be like, all right, let me let somebody in and let them handle this. And they fuck up. Nah, I don't want to fuck with nobody. You get what I'm trying to say?
That's true. I deal with that shit right now. I'll be trying to fucking have people do certain things. And I'm like, damn, like,
let me just do it myself.
Let me just do that shit myself.
Because now I got to redo it.
Or I'm wasting more time trying to help you do it.
You get what I'm trying to say? Now I'm teaching you some shit. You're supposed to be helping me.
Facts.
So that's what I'm saying. But you figured it out. Who the fuck taught you?
I'm figuring it out as I go. But exactly. No, but people, but at the same time, like, you don't want to be like, bumping, like some people, not saying you're not gonna go through bumps, not saying you're not gonna go through shit, but at the same time, you're like, in this type of decision, it's like, let me make this decision because I'm not trying to be like, oh, I'm divorced and like to eat, like, or going through that. Like, I know people who going through that shit, like people who done got married so early and dealing with so much bullshit now. Like, I be looking at them like, damn, like, glad I didn't make that move. God, I wasn't pressured.
You don't think they saw a red flag before they got married? You don't think that?
I mean, but sometimes it's like family. Sometimes it's family pressure. Sometimes it's like societal pressure. Like I didn't even look. For me now, I would say, like, as a relationship, like, I'm thinking like, okay, when you don't realize, like, if somebody gets hurt, you can't even go see them at the hospital. You know what I'm saying? If you're not married, intent like that. So there's certain things that come along with marriage that I don't think people understand as a unit. Yeah, they look at it like.
But then you also might got to pay their child support.
It's a whole.
You get what I'm saying?
It's a whole game going on, and you got to just make sure, man. Like, especially for men, like, it's a different game out there. Like, I'm not saying women are a little bit more protected in that world, but
I mean, we'll be stuck with whatever happens.
Yeah, but we
and y'all keep it moving.
The only like, I know Mary J. Blige is going through it, but
she
was going through it because she's the breadwinner.
She's
a
pair, man, $30,000 a month.
Yeah, that's a big ass, you know what I mean? But that's like, for all the men that have been dealing with that for years and years of their lives, like, it's a.
But think about how many of those men, because I've been in that situation, that woman was doing something when they met him, and they like, nah. Do nothing because I want to make sure nobody sees you. Let's be real, because that's what it really is. And come here with me and do this with me whenever I ask you to. So it's like, but then you got to pay her for that, to sit down and be like, not working right, yourself and your career. But they don't talk about that part. Because I've definitely been in a position where
I agree with that. But sometimes the payment could be a little extra. It's like, we can do it. But
we make our choices, right?
You're right. So that's why you got to be careful with them.
Yeah, but you
that's
also
why you got to be slow with them.
A lot of mercy.
But we also have to stop blaming things that are before. Oh, well, because I didn't have...
No, I'm not saying... I wasn't blaming. I'm just using that as an example. But I'm just saying, like... Yeah,
people
I hear you.
People in general, like, when people be like, yo, I never had an example of true love. But you know what the fuck it is. So it's like, stop blaming your mother and father, your this and that. I get it. And I've also taken on things that I've been brought up in, maybe talking to people a certain kind of way or whatever the case, because I was talked to a certain kind of way.
Yeah.
Right. But I know that it's not right. That's what exactly. I'm saying. Like, I know that it's not right. So when you talk to that person, if they're like, yo, what I did was not right and we got to figure this out. Now, that's one thing. If they're like, nah, I did it because you, that's
and
a
I
red
do
flag.
It again. Oh, hell
yeah,
no.
Yeah, that's a red flag.
You get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
I got somebody like that. I was talking
There's
like,
a light. You see the light. There's a light at the end of this tunnel, though. That's what I'm saying.
Like, if this is 2 times in 10 years, like,
yeah.
That's nothing.
It's you. And I'm going to tell you why, because she's making it clear with it. Not you, but the person.
Yeah.
But she's making it clear what the issue is. We've been together 10 years and like, why not me? What's the issue? Like, what am I doing wrong? Cause at 10 years, that's what I would say. To be honest, 10 is a long time.
So you could have seen yourself getting proposed to at 28 and being cool with that?
Yeah. If I was with somebody for 10 years? Yeah.
Yeah, for 10 years before that?
10 years, yeah. I think right now, I already let it be known to my person, like, I would never wait that long. I'm a grown ass.
You putting pressure on that man already? Yeah,
no, but at 10 years from now, I'm gonna be puffed.
Oh, like, yeah, exactly. I mean, 10 years from now, yeah.
We both grown enough to know what we want. And if it ain't this, then you should.
Yeah. I ain't gonna lie. At one point, I used to just look at marriage as like the Valentine's Day shit. Like, it's like we don't need this thing to represent our love. You know what I mean? Like, at one point. I'm not saying right now, but I'm just saying at one point it was like, you know, everything is kind of like pushed on us, like these type of lifestyles. So I was like, yo, why we need this thing and all of this? But, you know, it's really a business at the end of the day. It's more of a business move than anything. You're putting your taxes together. You're becoming one person. Like, that's technically what it is in a sense. But when you talk about having love for one another and being loyal to other, you don't need some shit like that to really, you know, say that what it is. But I understand the concept just to identify, like, okay, you a woman, you don't want to be outside.
You want to shut your grandma up.
You know, what about a child? So, like, you think there's nothing wrong with that? Because she's still entitled to things and you still have things that's a person together and you're always going to be in each other's life. I feel like y'all take babies way more lightly than marriage.
I feel like marriage protects the man when they have a kid, I feel like. Because I feel like when you have a kid outside of marriage and the woman could turn into a devil and just... Because I have friends that have kids, you know, and their baby mama is making them go through hell for no reason.
But what is the reason?
Baby daddy don't got a job, but isn't the
problem? That's the problem, nigga. If I'm sitting here, my baby can't eat.
I mean,
you can't help.
You depriving the kid, like...
But he's a good guy.
Sell drugs is crazy. That's not, no.
Yeah, so but she also, age, we all make choices, right?
You made the
choice. Was she not telling drugs before?
Exactly. You knew who he
you
was.
You know what I'm saying?
Was she
so, like,
help him get out of it?
Nah.
But you know, you can't change. No, you already know
you
that.
Got pregnant
like,
by
you
this
said,
man,
we know what's
what
right.
He does.
You can't help nobody.
Ghost at a club and no, I'm
true. You can't get them to come out of that shit. Like, I'm
just
sorry.
Sucks. My man has to go through court for joint custody. You know, he'd be making.
The drug dealer? What was his employment options?
I think he's got a job. But I think he works at a warehouse where they sell tools and shit, like AutoZone warehouse. But but it just sucks that he posts Facebook status all the time. Word, nice. But he makes Facebook statuses like, "Bob, I got a baby mom for the devil." You know what I mean? From hell. And it's just he's a good guy. I don't know why she's putting him through it. You know, he's posting screenshots talking about she got served. I guess he served her. He got her paper served for a joint custody court. So she texted him saying, "Now that you got me served, I don't feel safe with my daughter around you and shit." She's being petty.
Like, y'all doing a lot. Like, that's OD. Yeah, like, you're doing too much to the kid. Like,
Yeah.
You're doing
it's
like
a baby. Newborn baby.
Y'all being too petty, like all of that baby mama, the child support shit. I mean, I get child support, but like when you being petty, like that's unnecessary.
It's not child support. It was to serve her to go to court for a joint custody. But know what it is? It's the fact of getting served is so embarrassing that she probably felt some type of way.
So they didn't have no problems before this?
I don't even think they were dating. I think it was just like a one time.
Okay, well, that's why they have these issues.
Yeah.
Wear protection, stupid.
Yeah.
I don't feel bad.
Everybody make choices.
It's just
either way. Okay, so you get drunk. You've never gotten drunk and did nothing stupid?
Yeah, of course.
So but, why you don't give a pass, or why your friend ain't giving a pass to the girl? You've done something stupid while drunk, Ty?
Like,
oh, yeah, I mean,
aggressive?
Yeah.
No.
Not aggressive. Bring it back. I mean, she didn't hit
smash it.
I'm not saying that that's okay, but like,
I feel
I'm
like
too
it's
calm. I'm too calm for that
this
shit.
This girl is
what
a very.
Do? When you get drunk.
Like, well, let me, like, go ahead, finish.
This girl is, I know her. So she's like a very huge on reality TV, like Real Housewives shit, Love and Hip Hop shit. So I know it was her dream.
Oh, she got drunk and thought she was Porsche.
She thought she was Porsche for real.
She turned into Marlo when she got drunk.
Yeah, exactly. So she was, I know it's been her lifelong dream to be like, you lucky I don't smash your windows out next, like type shit. You know, she got out her system. I'm pretty sure she's done with the shit. I think she just wanted to fucking just feel what it felt like.
One can turn into two.
I think she got it out, man. But she replaced it, got it paid for the man. So I feel like he should forgive her.
Did she seem apologetic?
Yeah.
That's what matters. Yeah. I guess, you know, everybody got their ways. Like, nah, I'm too calm for that shit, bro. I grew up in the Bronx. Like, I done been around so much rowdy shit when I was a kid. After I got to a certain point and I looked around and I'm like, yo, this shit don't solve nothing. If we can't talk, like, I'm not even dealing with anybody that I can't talk to. We can't talk. I'm not even, we got to be able
drunk
to talk.
Is a different type
like,
of
fuck that.
I'm not going to lie. I've gotten drunk and been like, out of it.
Nah, because I don't.
But like,
it don't
feel good. Mm-hmm. And like, honestly, like.
You ain't going to get me.
Yo, I feel yeah, like, yo, cool. My worst nightmare is being around L'Oreal when she's drunk and impatient. So, like, I feel like L'Oreal
when
people,
you see
like,
it, like, they just got to just hold you. Got to hug her. You got to hold her. Just hold her.
When she drinks. Don't bump
like
into this. L'Oreal when she drinks.
Yeah. Like, stop. Stop it.
Why she keep looking at me like this?
But you know, it's crazy because I spoke to my mother about it because I do feel like it's more of a problem. Like, because you laughing, but I keep telling y'all, like, when I spoke to the person I spoke to, again, I don't want to say who it is, but when I spoke to them on the podcast,
we're going to find out.
They're a little older. Yeah, they're a little older. And when she was talking about it, I'm like, damn, y'all, I kind of feel like that. And I spoke to my mother about it, and I'm like, yo, you know, alcoholism run in this family. Like, we never had drug addicts, nothing like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, alcoholism run in this family. And you know what she said to me? She was like, nah, it stopped with us. Now I'm like, girl.
Number one.
Like, I love my mother to death, but I didn't see her, my uncles, my, you know, back in the day, because she the minister now. But, you know, back in the day, they
gotta
used
to. Gotta go through something.
Now, y'all didn't stop nothing. Mm. Like, y'all didn't stop it because me, my nieces, my, we drink. You know, y'all know.
Real drink.
I'll be the one to be like, yo, go to the liquor store, da, da, da.
Liquor.
And I'm still going to be good, and I'm going to wake up at 4 to go to work and everything.
Angelo took me, he's like, yo, we get a bottle of you. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, Laura hit me up with the delivery order.
I've been up since 4 this morning. What time is it right now?
It felt good what to be up. What time is it right now? It's 9:41.
It's 9:41. I'm not probably going to sleep for like the next 5 hours. What time is that? Because I got to get right back up. So typically I would get up 4 because I got to drive in, but I'm going to be remote, so it's going to be 6 in the morning.
Amazing.
And my ass is drinking still, and I'm probably going to take a shot in a second, and we still got more episodes. And that's what I'm saying, like, but I'm still regular to me. Like, I'm not falling over, I'm not...
Yeah, no, you're good.
But it's not till I get the fuck up and get out of here that maybe... You know what I'm saying? Sometimes that's what happens. Some days you regular, and that's why alcohol, again, like, that's something you got to be careful with. And it's not nothing that I'm saying like, okay, I abuse. But when you get to the point where you're around people socially and you all get I like to have a good time. So I'll be like, come on, y'all, let's take shots. And you know that that's my thing. I make everybody drink when I drink. So if I'm drunk, then we all going to be drunk.
Yes, sir.
Let me tell you something. We got to take another one. But let me tell you something. My, like, somebody that's like a superior of mine, she says she hasn't taken a shot since her 20s.
Wow.
She just turned 50 the other day, and fucking said she has to take a shot all day long and took two shots with me the other night.
Word up.
Because I was so like, come, because I'm, you know, I like to be the life of the party, but when it comes to getting violent or bashing stuff, that's when the party ain't no life no more.
Yeah, yeah, that's too much. Like,
that's not fun. Too much. Who wants to
deal with that? Nah, man.
You shouldn't be
driving,
you shouldn't be breaking stuff, and you shouldn't be fighting it. Like, if you're going to drink, have a good time and go about your business.
Fighting is crazy, too. My man's had a brunch. I had his shit shut down because two girls were fighting outside his thing, man. As soon as they started playing hip-hop music, bam, started fighting.
You really an Uncle Ruckus ass.
And it was, it was two Spanish women.
You're funny. No, but, like, you got to control your alcohol, and I do think that's, like, more of a young thing.
Alcoholism is real.
Yeah, but we do got to pay attention to it. So, make sure, me too. So, I know with me, I do take breaks, though. That's the only thing I take breaks with. I don't take breaks with weed.
You should try Dry January.
Mm-mm, that's my birthday. There's no way.
Oh, shit.
Can't do that in January.
That is hilarious. Yeah, no,
I'll do February, March. I can't do March. I'll do February and any other month.
Okay.
Not January, damn. December. Or you know, you get what I'm saying? Because that's when the party started.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
Right. And it's nothing else to do with being in the house and like party with your people.
Yeah.
I'm not a big drinker, but like when I do...
Ty drink every time I drink.
I do, but like you see my liquor should be staying the same. When y'all be here, that should be at the same level until people come. I'm social, so I'm a drink with everybody when I'm out and about, but I'm not like at the crib, like, all right, let me just...
You wanna hear something crazy?
What?
I have so much liquor in my bar. I only drink one thing. So I got Hennessy, Remy,
right.
I got vodka, I got this, that.
But that's it's tequila. Full to the top.
That 1942 bottle gone.
Yeah, that mezcal. Yeah, that's that shit.
No, I got a bottle of mezcal because I just bought one. And now I'm like hooked to Bellini.
Oh, wow. Like that's the peach. Peach mimosa?
I don't know if it's because I live in Atlanta, but it's giving like, that's my little buzz. My
I'm a mezcal. I'm a definitely a tequila.
I got everybody on my mezcal. I'm putting the mezcal out, so make sure y'all... stay tuned.
Okay. What the fuck? That's Liddy.
I mean, shit, if Puff and fucking Jay-Z and 50 can make money off the shit and then sue the company, I'm going to do it too.
And sue the company.
I'm coming for now. I'm joking. I'm not going to say it. I just want to put a sentence out. Anyway, so let's talk about a little bit of trending topics really quickly. I heard Shaq. Yeah, so Shaq is apparently now dating Brittany Renner.
Yeah, I saw that they was on a date, man. I saw in the comments... that, yo, I feel bad for Shaq because he can't be low with anything that he does, man. You can't be, like, subtle on a date.
The nigga's a giant. How the fuck he gonna be low?
It sucks, yeah.
I mean, it is what it is. I don't see nothing wrong with her. Why do people hate her so much?
Because she trapped PJ Washington, I think it was.
Why did she trap him? That nigga knew what he was doing.
Because he's a young man in the NBA, just got that contract.
So damn. Innocent.
Nutted in somebody, man.
Okay. How many girls he nutted in?
Who knows? I sat up in a man's pants.
He's supposed to be playing that baby with her.
Yeah.
Yeah, so how y'all mad at him? I mean, how y'all mad at her? I mean, I think that's a cute couple. I actually like them. And I actually like her. I actually.
Isn't Shaq like 60 years old and she's in her maybe early 30s?
I can't wait to talk to her. I want her to come on one of my shows.
She'd be a good guest.
Cool. She's a good guest. She got good energy.
She knows how to articulate herself. Just because she fucked a couple players or whatever, why? Like, so what? Niggas fuck whores and they still get respected.
Yeah, they do.
So why when a woman fucks like...
I mean, it's just crazy topic, that it's Shaq, bro. Like, I feel like Shaq, like, come on, bro. Let's go somebody, I don't want to say your age, but somebody of your stature, man. You Shaq, you a Hall of Fame NBA player. This girl, Brittany Renner, you just going for the scraps, man. You like, she's easy.
Damn, you calling her scraps? I don't think...
For Shaq, like, I feel like, was it a date? Has it been confirmed it's a date? Because, you know, Deion Sanders was with her. That was only because he brought her on campus.
That was different.
To talk. Yeah.
She, no, they were out.
Oh, shit.
She went on campus to go talk to his students, his players, his, you know, whatever. That was a little different. And that was also filmed. And even if they have a show together, I think that's cute. But, like, I like them as a couple. If they're not, whatever. Like, I think leave this girl alone. Like, she's got to be able to find happiness at some point in her life. She's never done anything wrong. I don't know why she's getting hung at the damn, what is it?
I don't feel, when she had the baby with the basketball player. I don't know if it was PJ Washington or not. I forgot.
Cause she was like, hide your sons. But she was joking.
But she was, but I thought she like was being fucked up to him about that. Like she took him, like put him on child support, ride the fuck away or some shit.
Cause he wasn't helping provide for the child. Yeah, and she didn't have no money. what she's supposed to do, let the kid starve? Like, it's like a narrative that runs, and I don't know, maybe this is not it. Maybe she did trap him or whatever the case. Maybe she did.
Both parties got to do better, men and women, because there are women out there that are trapping niggas intentionally.
$30,000 a month for a child?
Let's call it what it is.
So and if she has a baby out there, with Shaq, she's trapping him?
Abso-goddamn-lutely. You know what the fuck you're doing bringing him in there. Who thinks Shaq is an attractive? You think you really love Shaq? Come on, man.
That's no, a ball headed. Shaq's not funny. I don't know. I'll be watching that fucking show with him and Charles Barkley.
Shaq is funny, dude, but you know what you're doing. You know it come with a bag.
He knows what he's doing. And he knows that comes with a bag.
He doing what Janet doing.
Oh,
you know, Kobe, they only got like 20-something.
Shaq is no longer with
them. Shaq was on the Lakers in the early 2000s when they were in the best years. He knows what he's doing. He's seen 100 Brittany Renners in his time.
Damn.
100.
From 2000 to 2008, he's seen 100 of them.
But she's different.
We're not even talking about college.
Oh, my gosh.
I think she has something special. Like, I do really think she's a star. Like, and I...
She got good energy. I'm not saying that, but we just know what... They both know what we said earlier. Everybody make choices.
But a star because she knows...
he said there's 100 of her. I don't believe that that's true. I think that she's special. And I do think because she has this stigma on her that people are taking it and running with it, but they don't even know this girl. I don't know this girl. I just know what I see and what I've heard her talk that I don't understand why she's getting this backlash and such like a negative, like she's not Kat Stacks and people treat her like she is.
I don't want to say she's like Kat Stacks. She kind of reminds me of like a Lori Harvey type vibe.
And what's wrong with her?
That, I don't know. I just feel like she's making these men look like, I feel like Lori Harvey makes these men look like suckers. Like, damn.
And cool. That's what your problem is with them. Boom. I'm so glad you said that because that's really just, y'all make women look like suckers all the time. Or clowns, or you cheat on motherfuckers and it's okay.
No,
the only when you think the woman is the one that's doing
it's
the thing.
Both parties. Let's not point the finger. We gotta stop. Everybody.
No, because the man gets praised.
I don't see anybody getting bashful
women. Man gets praised for what?
Right now.
A man, well, that's, he's now, you know, he's doing clown shit. That's different.
We all know, all right, yes, men get praised for maybe fucking more girls and doing whatever, but we know if there was a competition to say, if we pick a girl, we pick a guy, and we says, who's going to get more bodies in a week? She's going to win. Period. We know that. It's a landslide. There's
I don't
no
know what
fucking,
you mean by that.
That's why, that's the,
her
that's
against
the,
a man?
Just in general, like if you and Angela go to a bar tonight and
Twerk God is his name.
Twerk Tweezy.
Twerk Tweezy. Y'all both go to a bar right now. Who could leave with somebody quicker? You know is going to be the
Me,
woman.
L'Oreal too stubborn.
If she wanted to. If she wanted to, though.
Yeah.
That's why different phrase. It's like, it's different. We know it's not. I'm not trying to shame. I'm not trying to degrade and say that women can or whatever. But we know it's easier. It's just like if a man's not gonna get praised for beating up people, but if a woman's out there beating niggas up, they're gonna be like, oh, that bitch be fucking niggas up.
Nobody is gonna say that.
If a, you get what I'm, you know what I'm
saying? Rock is doing it, and they be like, this is toxic. Nobody says that. I'm telling you, I don't know. Like, all I know is, I don't know why she has such a negative, you know, name behind her when it's just because she dealt with different people.
I don't really know the her thing. I was going off of
one person
topic.
I could even think of. It was Lil Uzi, but then it was she used to fly, supposedly fly herself to go see, what's his name with the afro now? Colin Kaepernick, I believe that's who it was.
Oh, shit, wow.
And that was the story. And people.
That's how she knows Colin Kaepernick, with the afro now.
Child and a dashiki, okay? But anyway, she, like, they started getting on her because she used to fly herself out to see him. I'm like, well, what? Why the fuck y'all not getting on him for him being a millionaire messing with this girl? And so if she up, look, if I fuck with, my nigga don't fly me every time I go see him. Mm. I got money, I don't need for him to fly me. So I don't see nothing wrong with that. But they're, like, looking at her like, oh, you used to fly to see a nigga. Look at you, you flying to get fucked. Like, if that's your real nigga, do you think about that? If your girl paid for a plane ticket to come see you, would you think that was weird or she's on your dick or no?
No, I mean, when I used to live in Mount Vernon over here, my girl lived in here, and you know, a couple Metro North stops.
Yeah.
And I didn't feel like that. You know, my girl took the train to see me from all the way from damn near Connecticut all the way to Mount Vernon.
Because she fucked with you.
Yeah, it's my girl, you know, and
that's,
I would do the same for her.
That's your girl, exactly.
Yeah, I don't see anything wrong with that.
Nah, but this girl is getting hung like, oh, she was paying for herself to go and fuck this. You get what I'm saying?
But she knew what she was doing. She was like, look, it's an opportunity. She's the rest of y'all are being like, fuck that, fly me out. She's like, I'm gonna go.
Yeah, because I like him. I don't know, maybe it was because she likes him.
I gotta
like,
see the pictures of this because who knows if this is a date like that. You know, you could be out with somebody. Laura, you've probably been out with guys and shit. And they're like, oh, Laura, on a date with someone. So no, we just going out for a drink, right? Isn't that, like you're in the industry. There are two people in the entertainment world. Like, let's talk about this. Wanna go out for a drink and talk about this new contract or some shit?
See, but let me tell you something. When I'm with my man, like I be up on him. We right. be up on me. Like we different.
That's why I said I gotta see the pictures of what they're talking about.
They look like they was holding hands.
Oh man.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's you know. But that's dope. Let's move on. That's Tokyo
yeah. Drift.
All right. So did y'all see the Janelle Monáe video? And by the way, we are like midway in Word on the Street. So I forgot to say that. But did y'all see it? It's called Lipstick Lover.
That shit is crazy.
The titties is popping. She got dildos and like mouth things that.
I saw it. I got to say, I don't know, bro.
What does that mean?
I feel like it's too easy. Like that was too. For somebody that's been wearing tuxedos their whole career. To all of a sudden have their titties out.
Good point.
I feel like a little CGI might have been involved. And I only say that because I remember when Nicki Minaj came out with that music video with 6ix9ine and then she was pregnant the whole time. But they video shopped it and CGI'd it to make her have the thinnest waist. But she was pregnant.
So you trying to say those are not her titties?
I don't think so. I think because the way they blurred it, I feel like it's a lot of special effects involved.
You saw a blur?
What do you mean you saw the blur?
Well, the video I saw, there wasn't a blur.
Whoa.
Nah,
did you see yours on WorldStar?
No, it was on regular YouTube. They just put out a clean version.
Huh? They had titties on YouTube?
Version, you seen like real titties. Like I saw nipples and everything.
Oh, yeah, they took that shit down.
I just saw this the other day.
I don't know, because the way maybe you're right.
Those was her titties. And let me tell you, furthermore, she was outside in Atlanta doing an album release. And she flashed everybody there, too. She took her titties out.
Oh, shit.
And that wasn't no fiction. Big shout out to Janelle Monáe.
What is going on?
No, I mean, I sat down with her the other day and she talks all about it. She feels very passionate, though. You should definitely check it out. She was on the Mona Hustle show.
You got to check that
it's
out.
It's just her and I. And we had like a deep conversation. I'm not going to lie. I feel like even if you don't like women, which she people, because right. she's non-binary. But if you don't go other ways, I feel like you watch that video. You might have some thoughts.
Do you feel like she's going through like the Halle Berry thing, like the kind of like a midlife crisis? I don't know how old she
what's
is.
What's the Halle? Yeah, I hate when guys do this. It's like I could take my titty out if I want. It's my titty. Y'all be having nipples out and everybody's fine. Let me put my titty.
Well, I'm not
sometimes.
Saying that. People were just saying because you know Halle Berry posted that photo of her on the balcony nude. Is it because that she was feeling insecure that she needed to prove that she could be 50 plus and still got it?
Why? You know? And when a woman feel like being naked one day, now she's insecure. Like maybe
because
she
they've
just
been so they've been so conservative for such a long. Well, not really. Halle
I
Berry,
mean, he but. Do got a point. She went from a suit to just straight titties out. Like that's
I mean, why
jump.
You got to be the same person every time?
No,
all the time?
No, you don't
got
to.
You gotta rebrand yourself. You should rebrand yourself.
You know, this is you know.
Look, she has that once upon a time that she's showing girls that there's another way. You don't have to have your titties out, and she proved that. Like, she had a successful career, and now the titties is out, and it is what it is. They look good. So now, if they were, like, lopsided or weird, then I'd be like, Janelle, put that shirt back on, girl. But, like, I think she's fine. Let's move on to Black Excellence. Okay. Go get her album, by the way. It comes out 6ix9ine.
Wow.
Nobody see nothing wrong with that?
Yeah, she's nasty now. She's nasty now, yeah, and a marketing genius.
She got to keep it up, though.
She
don't
said
switch up now. She got to stay
sex
on this
day or something like that.
She got to stay on this side.
And it's Pride Month, so happy Pride, people! Right. We also had like some people write into us to say they
That's
were like in
marketing.
Love with their homeboys and was
I ain't even peeped that. That's gotcha. Good marketing.
What? So happy Pride Month to them.
Wow.
Man. You don't remember those? Ty, you don't remember when they wrote in and said he used to rob people with his boy, but he was in love with him. And was scared to tell him because he was a gangster.
Who, with Wax?
Sounds familiar.
About?
Remember, we had a... Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah,
so. I do remember that.
Happy
yeah.
Pride Month to
Don't be afraid to come out. Fuck it. All right, so Black Excellence. We're
but
gonna...
you're not black. Are we allowed to let him do this?
I'm black. Yo, my mom will argue
he do
with
got
you.
The sickle
like, what are you talking
cell.
About?
He do got the sickle cell, though. So.
I got the sickle cell.
Oh, yeah, he got sickle cell.
He got sickle cell trait.
He gotta be black. Go ahead.
All right, so for Black Excellence, we're actually gonna give it to L'Oreal. This episode.
Oh, well, look at God. That's crazy.
Yeah, I was thinking about it. Like, who else still, you know, not no shade, but still, who still really has a career after Love and Hip Hop this day? You know, she's one of the only
Cardi
people
B.
I know. Yeah, Cardi B, but she.
Tokyo.
You're one of the only people that I know personally that from Love and Hip Hop, where people go there to die, to
damn
go to like a radio station and then be syndicated across the country.
Thank you.
And with bigger endeavors coming.
Thank you.
So it's you know, you're motivational to watch. You're inspiring, and you taught me a lot. You're like a big sister to me. So I think you deserve Black excellence.
Angela, I'm not giving you a raise, okay? I know he did all this to get a couple extra help, but thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
And shout out to you. Like, you helped me a lot. No, thank you. I appreciate that. You know I'm sensitive, so don't get me to crying. We're going to move on because I don't want to drop no tears here. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you deserve your flowers.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. So we don't have Wax's ABCs today.
No, we're all smart here.
Yeah, we all can read. So next time, we're going to make sure we add that in there for y'all. We're going to get out of here. Thank y'all so much for joining me since Wax was irresponsible and didn't do what he was supposed to do today.
I missed my flight.
Liddy, though.
Yeah. Okay.
Be on time.
That's right. Bully and the Beast podcast. Make sure you rate, review, subscribe, tell a friend. And we got my girl Tokyo Vanity coming up for
next
episode.
Next week.
So y'all make sure y'all tune in next week because definitely the best replacement for Wax this week. Next week.
It's here. Next
week. Definitely. We don't need them.
This is like she's going to definitely give y'all that good advice, that hood advice.
So I can't wait.
Look, we'll see y'all next week. Bye.
Peace.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.